Adam Guild, Acting Chief Superintendent, District Office, Moreton District, joins us today. He is going to be talking to us about police recruitment and the open days that are coming up. Good morning, Acting Chief Superintendent Adam Gill. Adam, we're going to be talking today about recruiting and the exciting news regarding this year's police open day.
Good morning, Rosemary. The Challenging Rewarding Policing Program was launched in 2023 in a bid to considerably increase policing numbers. Last year, our open days were a huge success, attracting thousands of people and prospective applicants. This year, we're pleased to announce the dates for the 2024 open days at both Townsville and Brisbane. The Brisbane Open Day will be held at the Bob Atkinson Operational Capabilities Centre at the Wakehold Police Complex on Saturday the 20th of July 2024, and the Townsville Open Day will be held at the Townsville Police Academy on Saturday the 3rd of August 2024. Both of these events will run from 9am to 2pm. They provide an inside look at QPS's state-of-the-art training facilities, including the driver training track and firearms range. And the Open Days provides the public with information on a career in policing, as well as the opportunity to connect with specialist units such as Polair, Dog Squad, Forensic Services Group, Water Police, Dive Squad, Stock Squad, and many more other units that will be available. So come along. I certainly recommend the day.
Now, Adam, I know it's important that we have people there, but why should people pursue a career in at the QPS?
Rosemary, there are many opportunities with the QPS, and it's one with endless possibilities. It's a career like no other. As a police officer, there are a variety of roles, skills, situations, and moments that makes it a challenging and rewarding career. A career in policing offers a unique blend of excitement, learning, and an opportunity to positively influence the community. With ongoing paid training, professional development, and a diverse range of career paths, a journey in policing is both fulfilling and rewarding.
So why is now such a good time to join, Adam?
Well, now, and I can tell you, in the last 8 weeks in the Moreton Police District, we have welcomed 34 new constables to our district. At this time, we are offering extremely attractive incentives, including boosted payments and free accommodation while training, HECS debt payments, relocation bonuses, and no application fees. So it is really a good time to apply now.
Okay. And what could you tell police from other, or from interstate or even overseas, they might be thinking of joining the Queensland Police Force?
Certainly. Queensland has an 18-week PACE program, which is a police-abridged competency education program for those coming from other jurisdictions to join. An eligible PACE graduate's policing experience is recognised in terms of salary, in addition to receiving a relocation incentive of $20,000 to support their move to Queensland. And again, we recently swore in 51 officers who had completed this PACE course.
Wow. What other programs are available, Adam, if people are thinking about joining QPS?
Certainly. There are other different pathways available to people. The Multicultural Recruit Preparation Pathway is a six-week course that builds the skills and confidence of culturally and linguistically diverse persons within our community who are seeking a career in public safety. The program is completed before the mainstream police recruit training. There's also a First Nations recruit preparation pathway, which provides direct entry into the recruit training program.
Adam, what about students that are currently at school who might be considering joining?
Certainly, as the end of year 12 approaches us really quickly, there's great news for school leavers. They can apply while they're still at school, completing year 12. If they've completed the recruiting process prior to finishing school, and they can be pre-approved, and once they've completed year 12, can attend and attain their senior certificate, can commence. You can find out these other different entry pathways on our recruiting website.
Okay. Adam, would you mind staying with us a minute or two longer? We'll break for a song break, and we'll come back because this information is too good to let you get away.
No worries.
Thanks for staying with me. I'm pleased to say that we're back with Acting Chief Superintendent Adam Gill. Now, Adam, we've been talking about people considering becoming a policeman and having a career in policing. What makes a good police officer if they actually choose to go that way?
Certainly, Rosemary. So a good police officer, one would have great communication skills, would demonstrate the QPS values, which are professionalism, integrity, respect and fairness in community. And one is able to analyse the situation and apply problem-solving skills, a sense of responsibility, an ability to diffuse a situation, compassion, time management, and a willingness to help others. The Queensland Police Service is looking for applicants who can provide the best policing service to the community and those who want to make a difference. People from all backgrounds and cultures from across Queensland, nationally and internationally.
And Adam, what else could you expect when you're applying for a career in the QPS?
So at the moment, there are currently 625 recruits in training and 2,289 applicants in our recruiting pipeline. Recruiting have advised us that the 13 key steps in the current process is taking about 3 months from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Mainstream recruit training is an 8-month long course at either the Brisbane Oxley campus or the North Queensland Townsville Academy. Once you've completed the course, you will become a first-year constable for 12 months where you receive further on-the-job training and development. And again, the recruiting website has some useful information and frequently asked questions.
Fair enough. Now, if you were not sure if policing is for you, but are considering other employments with the QPS, is there something available?
There are many different civilian roles in the QPS. We have watchhouse officers who are trained specialists operating within the QPS to manage persons in custody within our watchhouse areas.
Yeah.
We have police liaison officers employed by the QPS to establish and maintain a positive rapport between First Nations and multicultural communities and the QPS. Protective services officers who are employees of the Queensland Police Service within our protective services group. Protective services officers provide security services to Queensland government infrastructure and facilities, improving the safety and security for people of Queensland. And we also employ staff members in administrative support and specialist roles to assist in the delivery of policing services.
Yeah, of course. And Adam, if you could give us one final piece of advice for anyone that was thinking about a career in QPS, what would it be?
Sure. If someone has the drive and ambition to make a difference, then this is a job for you. Being a police officer means being part of the community, and it's an opportunity to be a positive presence in people's hardest times. So if you are looking for a career with the Queensland Police Service, please have a look at the website. It's www.policerecruit.qld.gov.au.
Adam Guild, Acting Chief Superintendent, Moreton District Office, thanks so much for joining 101.5 this morning and keeping our community connected. Adam, you know, look, we tip our hat to our police. We do a wonderful job all day, every day. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Rosemary.